כל ישראל יש להם הקלם הבא, שנאמר ואמר כולם צדיקים לא משועצת, זאת אומרת, האם מעשה לפאר. Tonight, 4:25, בעזרת השם, מנהה, tomorrow morning, 6:45, בעזרת השם, ירצון, זכות דברי תורה, we're learning, קדוש ברוך הוא, שבלס everybody here, that makes this מניין, with health and happiness, ברכה, שמחה, and all this דברי תורה, we should be one step closer to the גאולה, of Am Yisrael. Last thing that we touched on yesterday was one of the reasons that we read Ahare Mot on Yom Kippur, that after the two children of Aaron pass away, we read the Ahare Mot because to show you how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on one hand, medakdek, how he is so precise with the tzaddikim, but also from here, he teaches you what an atonement. So a lot of times, oh, you heard a tzaddik passed away in Israel, or passed away in South America, or South Africa, or whatever. You have no idea the zchut of that tzaddik, or that the atonement that he has on the people, either of his community, or the people of Am Yisrael. So when something like that does happen, one's heart should pain him. And let Chas v'Shalom, if you live in an area, perhaps here it's not so common, but if you lived in Israel and you see a Leviah, you have an obligation. You don't know who that person truly is. So even if you're in your store, so you just kind of get out of your store for a second, out of the door, and just walk four steps. If you walked four steps, it's as if you fulfilled the mitzvah of melaveh to escort the deceased, which is a big zchut. And this is why we say in the slichot that we say before Rosh Hashanah, we say the famous pasuk, anshe emuna avadu, men of great faith have been lost. And this is the people that we have lost. So he's to show you that it should pain you. And he says, whoever is pained on the suffering or the passing away of tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will atone him for our sins. And he says, when you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medakdek with the sons of Aaron, then you think, wait a second, what about us? How far are we from the children of Aaron? And that perhaps should wake us to do some teshuvah. And he says here, or continues here, he says a person should wake up early every morning from his love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do his will, to worship him. Okay, and when he does that, and he wakes up early to Bet Knesset, so like we wake up 5 o'clock, 5:15, so we can come to Bet Knesset. It's still dark outside. And he says, Huch el Hesed, and always says, if you can just imagine a string from your head pulled all the way to Shamayim, and that escorts you all day long, bizchut of waking up early and coming to Bet Knesset, Puyim Tefillim, you have a Huch el Hesed, a line of kindness that's constantly with you all day. And he says, and if you think, if I had a trip or if I had a meeting now in Pomona to do a sale, whatever it is, you get up early and you run over there, right? This should be the same way. So if we're so gung-ho about the business, how much we should be more gung-ho about doing Hashem's will. But Hashem should give us the ability to do His will.